going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
He said what? It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy. TJ Hope is with us.
Yeah. Steve said just something at random yesterday, and I was like, what?
And this is out of the blue. You guys were not discussing the topic ahead of time.
No, it was a pretty typical afternoon, and we weren't doing much. And all of a sudden, he says out loud, I always thought I'd be married to a woman who fished. And that was it.
What a random thing to drop out of nowhere.
And then it went silent. I always thought I'd be married to a woman who fished. And I first of all, it broke my heart because I was like, what? What is that? And he goes, but then he didn't say, and he goes, but it ends up, you know, that I'm not. And I go, no, why would you want to be married to someone who wants to do the same hobbies as you? Now, hear me out. If I were with you all the time, and then here you are, he's getting ready for a fishing derby, which, by the way, he's taking Liam.
Right.
So I bore him a child who he can fish with, okay?
Does Liam like
to
fish?
So I had some part of his fishing buddy. I'm just not his fishing
right.
buddy. Oh, yeah, they got their matching waders.
Matching waders.
Yeah, they're
okay.
green.
All right.
They're matching waders. They got their lures and all the bait and the butterworms or what.
All
I
right.
don't know.
So he's got his fishing bro.
So he's got his fishing buddy. And I'm like, what do you want me fishing with you for? Like, what are we? I'd rather watch paint dry like than sit out there and fish on a riverbank. It's supposed to rain this weekend. These boys are so excited they could barely sleep because they're setting up a tent on the riverbed, then they're going to watch where they dump the trout, and then they're going to be up super, super early before the sun, and then they'll break just long enough to get their barbecue, their chicken barbecue, and then they'll get right back to the riverbank. 3 straight days.
That's a lot of fishing.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
You like to read, though. Could camp out on a picnic blanket while he's fishing.
But that's his thing. I guess I compare it to my hobby is, you know, doing something crafty, artistic, painting something, making something. I like to do that alone because I want that me time. That's my time. So I imagine it. Don't people who like to fish want them time?
I can't believe I'm about to drop this term, but maybe his love language is spending time with you.
I know that is.
And he doesn't want the time away alone. That's why Liam's going with him.
The thing that works with Steve and I is that we are yin and yang, right? He's everything I'm not. And
my
I'm
marriage is the same exact
that
way.
He's not, right?
Right?
Like we bring opposites and that's why we work because we are better at what the other one is not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I would go crazy if I was married to someone like me who liked to do the same things as me. But for him to be like, I always thought I'd be married to a woman who fished.
It's just funny to me that it just came out of nowhere. Just random. Like, that means he was thinking about that.
I know. And I don't want to have to learn how to fish.
Has your spouse ever just looked at you and said something and you went, what? It's what we're talking about. It's your Be Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBE.
Steve turned to me out of nowhere and just goes, you know, I always imagined I'd be married to a woman who fished. And I was like, what? I always imagined I'd be married to a man who wrote poetry. What's your point? Clearly, after 15 years, you just now all of a sudden go, you know, I always thought I'd be with someone who fished. I haven't changed.
Text messages, 252-9233. This one says, I agree with TJ. There are hobbies you can do separately to have some time apart, but then do other things together that you both enjoy doing. That's Tommy from Hilton. TJ, maybe he just wants you to spend time with him at camp and watch him fish.
Okay.
You know, like your kid wants you to watch while he's playing video games.
Right.
Mom, watch this.
Watch this. I don't wanna. It's not, and it's different. Like trout derby season for when you're fishing for trout, you're on a riverbed. Really, there's no.
And you guys are together the rest of the day. Like you get home from work, you guys are together.
So it's not like, okay. Oh, we work these separate schedules and we see each other.
Ships in the night.
Constantly. We're always together. So go.
God,
fish.
I'm always with him. Jeez.
I'm just saying, like, it's go fish.
One of my exes broke up with me because he said we didn't have enough hobbies in common. His main hobby was cycling. I was like, that's something you do on your own anyways. It's not like we can talk. He had other friends who liked cycling. He'd go on 100-mile bike rides.
Oh, my.
He'd just be gone. Wow.
So I wonder if this is like a man thing. Do men value a spouse who shares common hobbies more so than we women? Like, I like my hobby and I want to do it by myself or with.
I can only speak for myself. I love doing stuff with my wife, but there are times where I just want to unplug and disconnect from everything.
Yeah.
Everything. And just be alone for a couple hours.
Okay.
And that
so
could be in
like,
a book.
I always imagined I'd be married to a woman who wanted to sleep in the back of a truck, too.
Val, I wish you'd like to camp. And I'm getting a spiffy RV today. So maybe having a bathroom will help get her out camping.
That's it. You do want her camping.
I would love it if
you.
She camped with me. But I also understand she's not into it. And I get that. Because there's stuff that she's into. Like you just said, the bike rides.
Mm-hmm.
For her, when she says, let's go for a bike ride, I'm thinking, let's go ride around the neighborhood 10 minutes. She wants to go ride from Livonia around Canisius Lake
and then
back home. It's like a 17-18 mile trip. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'll see you when you get home.